Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to do the needful and spill on some of their favourite stuff for watching, reading, listening, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of historian Professor Philippa Byrne to share with us her Culture File likes.
I'm Philippa Byrne. I'm an assistant professor in medieval history at Trinity College. A film I saw recently was a film called Timeline from, I think, 2003. It's going to sound like a real busman's holiday. It's about some archaeologists who get trapped in the Hundred Years' War and try to get out. Apparently, it crashed horribly at the box office in 2003, but I was really watching out of academic interest.
Is there anyone famous in it?
Paul Walker is in it. I think Gerard Butler is in it, both playing kind of archaeologists who are having a terrible time. So, this is a moderately famous cast. Anna Friel plays a French noblewoman. They switch at a certain point. They just switch from speaking French to speaking English, and no one comments on it. At the moment, I'm reading a book. I think it's called The Western Wind by Samantha Harvey. It's a murder mystery set in the late 15th century, working backwards. It's about a clergyman in a sort of almost abandoned little village in England, and he's hearing the confessions of the local community and trying to work out what happened. I haven't got to the end yet, so he may be revealed as the murderer. I don't know. So I think it's literary crime fiction. The point is less the answer to the murder and more the evocation of this slightly strange world, slightly out of time. This village is at the mercy of the elements, at the mercy of nature, and they're sort of trying to pick a very thin living in this place while towns and other villages around them sort of push forward to modernity and riches. It's pretty good. I do occasionally listen to podcasts. I've been listening to BBC Americast. It's a sort of regular BBC podcast on the American election, and they dive into different questions each week depending on what comes up in the news. And unfortunately, lots has been coming up in the American news, but they sort of, I suppose, digest American ideas for European audiences. So they break down some of the technicalities of the Electoral College or of the way in which the American system works. And that's quite interesting in terms of the act of translation, the things that we might take for granted as normal parts of the political process just aren't there. But it's getting awfully tense and depressing, so I'm not sure how much longer I can do that for.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I
I've been listening to Neil Young's Harvest Moon on my Spotify recently, mainly because I've watched the video on YouTube, and the music video is sort of a bunch of Canadians dancing in a barn. I think it's the most 90s music video experience you'll ever see. It's also quite a nice song. I like a bit of Neil Young.
But there's a full moon rising, let's go.
The best food experience I've had all summer was in Greece. I was in an island, a peninsula called Lefkas, where they do this amazing fasolaki, or fasolakia, this kind of green bean stew that I've been trying for the past 2 or 3 years. I've been there several times to recreate it. And it's this green beans, pretty simple, stewed in tomato with some carrots and maybe some potatoes. It's real sort of Greek peasant food in a sense, but it's so hard to get right. And the key is apparently to put the green beans in last of all. They're the star of the show, but they only go in at the very end. And then ideally you follow that with a Greek orange cake, which is steeped in orange syrup. So that's what I'm thinking about all the time. Jorvik Viking Centre, the attempt to recreate the smell of the Viking past is the scent, the smell that stays with me. They've attempted to reimagine the smell of the Middle Ages. Not of all of it is particularly pleasant, but it certainly is very potent. And I remember as a graduate student going there with a friend from America, who was horrified by the scent. By the end of the sort of 30-minute tour through medieval York in this kind of Viking museum, we were both very ready to get out. We'd had enough of the Middle Ages, which was something that a whole, you know, PhD experience hadn't managed to do. But 30 minutes in York Viking Centre, we thought, we'll take a break now. We'll return to the world of kind of pleasant modern smells.
The likes of Philippa Byrne of TCD there, coming up on this week's Culture File Weekly, Rethinking the Ear with Norwegian artist Camille Normant, the music of Sea Salt and Turpentine in a new collection from Katarina Skembri, and we bring your ears to the Episcopal Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City for an animal mass. That's the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time, 6:30 p.m. on RTE Lyric FM and in all the apps, always.